last big question is if you can describe a success and a challenge that you've had when including diversity and social justice content.
There have been a number of projects in this human factors class that did seem to capture the imagination of the students. And it's really a success to me when I find students enthusiastic about it. And this is the projects there are less mathematically technical. They're more design. So they allow a little more creativity. There's not one right answer or one best answer. So there have been a number of those, I think, and getting people to think about needs in developing countries. So one of the things that projects that I've done, I think I've done it twice now through the years, was to have the students design a drug delivery system for people in developing countries. Well, there were two. One was a drug delivery system for anti-malarials, and another was for a kit for clean water. And I set down design challenges that most people don't speak English. Hmm. Most people are illiterate, as much of the population in developing countries is, which is good for the class because one of the things that I cover in the class is the use of icons. And, you know, you use icons on computer screens. Everybody uses them on phones now. But even before that, we've had icons for years, and you can have them in print. So there's also the idea of usability, and if you have a drug, especially like an anti-malarial drug, you have to make sure people don't take too many at once. You have to make sure that children don't get into it, mm-hmm. thinking it's candy and so forth. So there were a lot of different aspects of it. But it's a real problem, and I supplemented that and started it out by telling them what the problem was with malaria, what the population of the world was that was affected by it, how severe a problem it is, because most Americans don't know, and there isn't really much of a reason that they would if they're just focused here in the U.S. And then the same with drinking water, you know, explaining how a large percent of the population in the world doesn't have access to clean drinking water and what the implications are for that in terms of health. And so when I've had those projects, there's always been at least a few, but often the most people in the class that really sort of get into it, they do an oral presentation, and so they all get to see what everyone else did. And I would consider those to be maybe some of the biggest successes. As far as challenges or failures, I don't know. It might just be when students focused only on the technical content or got lost in it and weren't able to, or it seemingly didn't matter, or they weren't, still weren't that aware of, or concerned about other DSJ issues, and concerned only about the technology. And I don't know that that's ever happened, but that's happened a few times in a few students at least, when they, I don't know if it would seem like it was off their radar, I guess is the way to put it. Their radar was confined to the technical challenge that they were faced with and not with the bigger social justice challenges that the world's faced with.
Okay. Thank you. I think those are all my questions, unless you have any last thoughts that you want to add.
Let's see. No, I thought about the club when I was answering something else, but I already talked about that, so that mm-hmm. was the one thing I thought that I hadn't mentioned that I should mm-hmm. mention to you. Otherwise, I think I haven't done a good job explaining everything the department does.
Hmm.
Because there are things, I mentioned the Society for Women Engineers and my club, but there is also a Society for Hispanic Professional Engineers. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most active club that we have. Hmm. And that's something that ebbs and flows too, the level of commitment that students have and participation that they have. Mm-hmm. And we've had some years where we've had our students from our very small university and even smaller industrial engineering department be leaders at the national level in this Society of Hispanic and Professional Engineers. Mm-hmm. So they've really done a lot, and they are open to everybody. Their motto is, you know, Society for Hispanic Professional Engineers. You don't have to be an engineer. You don't have to be Hispanic. And they try to do things that will benefit the two primary ones, I think, are networking. Mm-hmm. So they have conferences, and they have interaction between professional engineers and students. And then they have preparation for, well, I guess it would be two more, preparation for success that entails interviewing. So they'll do mock interviews with people who maybe work in HR professionally, and then they'll get feedback from that person. They won't just get a letter saying you didn't get the job. Mm. And so I think a lot of students are really well prepared for their interviews, more so than some others. And then they do study lockdowns, and they have this mentoring of younger students by older students who've already taken the course and already had the professor, trying to help them to succeed. Hmm. So those are really important. And then there are two other aspects. One is called Project Lead the Way, and I'm not as familiar with these because I'm not involved in them, but I know the department is involved. And that is trying to increase that pipeline of engineers, and that's not just a social justice issue, it's engineering in general. They don't turn away people who would make the pool less diverse. But they do try to reach out at high school and junior high school level to get people who would be good engineers but aren't prepared by the time they get to college to pursue it, to try to keep them on track to allow them to pursue it if they have the interest. And then there is another aspect that we have, and I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's primarily for Hispanic engineers, and it's a statewide, probably nationwide program that we are involved in. It's not our program, but if you give me a minute, I might be able to pull up something.
Okay.
MESA, Mathematics, Engineering, Science, and Achievement. And so that involves a lot of things. We have a fair amount of funding for that. There's outreach to a number of local high schools in Alameda, Contra Costa County. I don't think it goes to junior highs. I think it's just high school. But there is a lot of resources that are made available for that. Some of our students go to career nights at these schools and have career nights just for engineering, where they have activities and try to get people excited about it. And then there's one or two very large events a year where students from around fairly local, but I think it ends up being maybe 2,000 students or something. Mm-hmm. It's quite large, but don't quote me on that one.
Okay.
Because you should fact check to find the actual numbers of attendance, but I know they're pretty large, and that's getting people especially from low income school districts that are in an impressionable age, to get them really excited and interested in engineering and mathematical sciences. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I remembered to mention that, because I think it's important. It's just that I'm not as involved in it, so it wasn't something at the forefront of my thought.
Yeah, those were great additions. Thank you.